علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which he wrote to Malik Ashtar with regards to certain guidelines on issues of leadership. And there we were discussing about certain criteria for a leader to choose people into some sensitive positions. And there Imam Ali alayhi salam says that they should be from good religious households, and they should be people who were earlier in their acceptance to Islam. Like they should have grown, or they should have been for a good period of time into the Islamic system. And then he gives the reasons behind them when he says they should be because they are better or they are more noble in their akhlaq and in their morality. The next one that he says وَأَصَّحُ أَعْرَاضًا, that they are purer or they are better in terms of protecting those things that require protection. Inshallah, I shall explain what this means.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now Imam Ali alayhi salam says that these group of people that have gone through that are good and from good households and they have been for a longer period of time in Islam, these are asahhu a'radan. They are sahih. Asah means those who are they are the best, or they are very good, or they are most correct. They are most correct a'radan. In terms of what? In terms of irdh. Now what is irdh? These are certain things that need protection and that are very closely attached to a person. Okay? These are things that are closely attached to a person that normally require protection. Like the type of relationship you have with these things is that you, because of them, their closeness to you, you wish to protect them. Now, irdh can include your family, your wife, your children, okay? It can also include your beliefs maybe, but primarily it's mostly used for example, a person, your wife, your children, your own respect and honor, your own, for example, relationship with others also is also included in this. So a person who is asahhu a'radan means the most correct in terms of these issues that need to be protected, means that he not only is careful about protecting his family from negative influences, but also his wife, for example, from negative influences, from being a source of attraction, let's say, for other men or for wrong people. So he's protective about them. He's careful that she doesn't come out of the house without hijab, let's say. She wears hijab. She's careful about her the way she interacts. Look, a Muslim man doesn't have to lock her wife in the house, but he has to, even he can allow her to go to work. But when he allows her to do these things, he also has to be careful that she is protected, that she takes the necessary precaution of protection so that she doesn't fall prey to the predatory nature of men. And you know, right now, as you've seen in the West, there is this big issue that women who go to work are facing, that they are always an object of predatory nature of men. Inshallah, we shall discuss this in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we say that these people who are in a good household and have been Muslims for a longer period of time, they are asahhu a'radan. That means they are more correct in terms of those things that need protection, which we said one of them is the women in your family. Now, you know, Islam gives such a very beautiful solution to social issues, especially when it comes to women. Islam doesn't negate the ownership of women, that women can own property. Is not against business, that women cannot do business or work. No, Islam says they can. Islam says women can take part in social issues. Islam allows that. But at the same time, because a woman, in the physical sense, has a certain difference from a man, and this is a completely clear difference, psychologically, physically, and in terms of interaction, all of these differences are very clear. I mean, we can't deny them. These are there, psychologically proven and philosophically proven, sociologically accepted. Because of these differences, women are more prone to predatory nature of men. That means they can be affected in a negative way by men. And this is something that you just need to open the news channels and see how many women are being abused in different ways in their workplaces. Just search it up in the Google, you'll see it. It's not hidden. Okay, so those people are trying to, you know, kind of, merge these boundaries of men and women, and they're trying to create a different idea. They're just speaking out of whims. But if you look carefully at these things, you'll see that these things are happening. Islam stops that by giving a certain, you know, guidelines to the men that they should be protective about their women in this sense. Their daughters should be covered in a nice way, in an Islamic way, to when they go to study or when they go to work and all of these people. Now, you see, a Muslim who has lived in an Islamic culture and who has grown up in a good household will understand these issues better. And therefore, he is better, you can say, more correct in his understanding with regards to these sensitive issues of protection. And therefore, if he's in a leadership position, he will know how to deal with these individuals in a better way. And the policies that come out and affect the society will be more, more pure and more valuable towards the people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه